What is happening to gasoline prices?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
As of this taping, we are just starting to see the extent of the human tragedy of Hurricane Harvey in Texas, while Hurricane Irma has arrived to visit its own type of devastation in Florida. These hurricanes also have devastating impact on the economy. The huge destruction and damage to property and disruption in business operation and production across large areas of the country could negatively impact the GDP by as much as 2%. One of the immediate economic impacts of Harvey has been a drop in gasoline refinery production and the subsequent rise in gas prices across the country. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, refineries have dropped their production by around 18% as a result of Harvey, and oil prices, which were settling down after the initial bump by Harvey, have risen close to $2 as Irma's impact is becoming more obvious. But these are temporary results of impact. For all practical purposes, refineries and oil production infrastructure damage has not been extensive and will not take long to go back to normal, unlike rebuilding the damaged housing in the path of hurricanes, which will take years to fix. After the panic passes and demand and supply of gasoline goes back to something resembling normal, gasoline prices will become more based on the currently prevailing relationship between supply and demand and international events and politics, rather than the emergencies of the hurricane. And that will not be all that bad. Before the hurricanes this year, price of oil, which had topped $53 a barrel in February, started to decline, and by July it was as low as $46 a barrel, a significant 14% drop. Gasoline prices slowly reflected some of the decline in the oil price. Now, this is not like 2014, when price of oil dropped by 40% and gasoline prices followed with a 20% drop. Back then, gas prices were over $3.70 a gallon, so there was a lot of room to descend. Gasoline prices across the country responded to the lower oil prices by dropping 5% between April and July. Of course, since the last week of August, prices have significantly increased. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, oil production is expected to continue to increase at a higher pace than its demand. So it is reasonable to expect gasoline prices to give back most, if not all, of their hurricane gains in the coming weeks. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.